Having fun this morning at Rosie on the House. We've talked about gross, dirty spots in your house. I've fired everybody on my staff, and I've left you hanging in suspense through this last station break about the dirtiest 1 inch in your house. It's the blade on your can opener. Huh? Think about it. Think about it.
Well, I think it has changed because with the new design of can openers, I think the old kind with like the little spiral wheel, those were filthy. But now they have them that zip around the top and you just lift that lid off. Those are much cleaner.
Yeah, you open a can of albacore in oil. Then you open a can of sardines in oil. Then you open a can
baked
of
beans.
Baked beans with pork. Then you open some garbanzo beans. And then you open some
Spam.
Huh? And that's all just for one lunch.
we don't eat a lot of canned food. Like, we can our own. So it comes with mason jar lids, and you got to pop the seal.
And that little blade all that stuff. Hmm. Before you were born, we had to fight with botulism.
Hey, do you want the last two tips I have here from our partners?
I like talking about the dirty, gross stuff.
I would rather talk about the clean stuff. So Robert from Phoenix Carpet Repair, one of our great partners, he says if your carpet, you know how it gets that ripple in it? He said that happens a lot when people close up their house for the summer or if it just hasn't been installed correctly. So when you get that ripple, it really does need to be stretched. So that's not really a do-it-yourself project, I don't think, but Robert
it's
does
pretty
that.
Hard to clean a wavy carpet.
This is true, too. This is true. And it wears on it when it gets ripples in it like that. And then Chad of Arizona Screen, how do you say that name correctly?
Hoppy.
Yeah, okay. He said that to clean the screens and keep them fresh, you can either just take a brush and brush off the dirt, you know, or you can use a power washer, which we, of course, love, and a home-grade power washer like we have, a Karcher.
Karcher. And you would want to take the screen off.
No, we do it right there in place, Romy. And
didn't you hear your tip earlier from Josh at Clearco that you don't spray the...
Well, our screens face away into the grass.
So you...
You power wash the screens.
From inside the house out?
No, the ones on the outside of the porch.
Yeah, I'm talking window screens. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, we're talking
two
different things.
That's
right.
Shade screens.
Shade screens.
Out at the end.
Yes.
Got it.
So you're out there hosing your porch, and then you reach out and get the... Hey, now, the phones have really gone crazy. I think we need a new line and a new call screener just for contests.
Let's bring Mitch into the conversation while you find out who won the contest. Good morning, Mitch. How are you?
Good morning. Doing wonderful. Thank you. Quickly, I just mentioned, I remember as a kid, the electric can openers that set up on the countertops for years and never got washed.
Oh, I'm telling you. And you'd look in there and you'd say, well, that looks a little dirty, that looks a little rusty, but then you'd just open the next can or whatever you need.
A few years back, we redid our kitchen and put in cherry with an amber stain to it.
Nice.
And they're starting to turn somewhat dull. And what do I use to clean to bring those back up, the luster and the real deep richness of that stain?
Well, Mitch, I'm going to tell you, there's a couple products that we can recommend. But given it's only a couple years old, and you probably remember where you got them, you have to find out what's on them to be absolutely sure what we recommend is compatible, okay? Mm. So get back to the source of those cabinets, and let's visit. It may be a oil-penetrating stain with a lacquer, maybe a varnish, it may be a... catalyzed varnish. It could be any one of about four or five different things. Let's find out what's there first, because, boy, there's nothing like beautiful cherry wood cabinets when they're really at their best.
Isn't that the truth? And the Jaws Just Add Water system has a hardwood flooring cleaner that actually is labeled for cabinets as well. I don't think this is what he's looking for.
Is this
just
Celebrity
for
Jeopardy?
Day in and day out. Cleaning, and you know, you've got food on your hands, and you open your spice rack, and it's on your wood now. Because a lot of those don't even have knobs on it, which I think is a pretty clean look and one less thing to break or bend in the home. So that's just for daily cleaning, that'll work. But I don't think that's what you're looking for. We can't mention cleaning without recycling. A lot of the cleaning may just be getting rid of stuff in your home that you no longer use or want or no longer just tired of storing in your home. And if you haven't used it in 5 years, you're probably not going to use it anytime soon. So there's freecycling.org. It's an online community where you can list things you're just trying to get rid of for free, as well as find stuff that other people are trying to get rid of. When we mentioned it, somebody had gotten rid of a barbecue that day while we were talking about it. Rubbish Works, you can find. They've got local franchises all over. They actually come to your home with a truck and pick up your stuff, including electronics. And then there's Valley Wide Recycling is another great website. You can go on and find local municipality recycling programs. So before you chunk it into the landfill, see if somebody else doesn't have a purpose for it.
All right.
Hey, of course, we do have our winner, Miss Nancy.
Miss
from Peoria.
Miss Nancy from Peoria won the Honeywell Indoor-Outdoor Portable Evap Cooler from Honeywell Model CO30XE. It's a great product for cooling off that hot garage or small backyard patio. And you can find them at Lowe's. And they go from about $200 to about $400, depending on the size you want.